This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here today. Thinking on the scripture where it says, God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And it also says, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law, it is the truth. And I can say that we are serving God in spirit and in truth. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor that teaches the word of God, that bringeth forth God's truth, our pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. Our elders, missionaries, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about, if a man die, should he live again? That's a very true saying, and it's a question. We're going to get into that. Before we do that, we want to sing in here, verse 1.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel. Salvation, yes it is.
Beautiful. Thank God for the choir. Sanctified souls singing the songs of the church. God's church. Not the church in the world. But the church that's Zion.
Yes.
Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now, our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad for our anointed that's going on. Moses and all the prophets and all the apostles and all the wise men, all of those of God that was inspired to speak as God gave them utterance and to write as God gave them orders. I thank God for our great Bishop Barfield. God give her mind to come out to the West Coast and work up a people. People that he was calling for, called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. Well, this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I wonder how many, when you hear what we bring, and we bring the Ten Commandments, which is God's word,
all right. Yes.
Do you get excited for God's word, or does it make you upset? Do you understand that these 10 precepts are statues and they are upright? And this is what makes one of God great when you do and teach the commandments of God. That's what the scripture says. But the thought today is, if a man die, shall he live again? Let's go to Job. Deacon Franny, that's our reader here. We got a bigger print for our reader. So maybe we'll hear a little less stumbling, less error today. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
We don't want to be in error.
Right.
And if you say, well, Pastor, I think you bring an error here, you contact me. And you heard the call letters. Our deacon gave you the podcast. If you want a podcast and email and text, all that, call us. Let me know you in error. And let's see what the scripture says. Isn't that beautiful? Because that's all we're going to refer to is what the scripture is saying.
Yes,
Job 14 and 14. What does it say, Deacon?
If a man die, shall he live again?
Shall he live again? It's a question here. If a man die, shall he live again? What?
All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come.
Now we have an appointed time that the Master has given every one that come into this life. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, even the very hairs of our head are numbered. And we have an appointed time when we check in, and we got an appointed time to check out.
Yes.
But God is looking for a change. Mm-hmm. And you can change now through judgment. If you don't change now, all you have is the judgment. And you're not going to stand before him, but you're just going to go into the judgment. And many don't know what that is, but they realize I'm in it. But if you want to know your choices of judgment, it must begin at the house of God. Because the scripture says, let judgment begin in the house of God. That's where it begins. And so many come into this life don't know what the end will be if you don't have a change. They only realize it when they get there. Read it again.
If a man die, shall he live again?
Now we're going to live again after this life somewhere. But we can die now and get the judgment now to be with God. Yes. If a man die, shall he live again? What?
All the days of my appointed time will I wait.
So we have an appointed time here. And if you have an appointed time and you're striving to please God, you're striving to change. And you're going to continue to strive until that change come. What?
Till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thine hand.
So many say, no one can work their way to heaven. That's the biggest lie. Because God saying, thou shalt call, I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hand. And it lets you know in Revelation, every man's work shall be called and accounted for. So you're going to be accounted for the work that you do. You're going to be judged by the work you do. So we must learn the works of God that God might be pleased. Now let's go to Hebrews 9 and 27. If a man die, shall he live again? Yes, he will. You're going to live somewhere. And if you don't change, we understand that place is hell. But if you change, we can live with God forever. Isn't that beautiful? Hebrews 9 and 27, what does it say?
And as it is appointed unto men once to die.
It's appointed. Everyone that comes into this life, you come in to go out. Because this life is the preparation room to see and to determine, are you worthy to live with God forever? Because God just don't give it. You have to earn this. You have to desire it. And if that's not the way you get to heaven, God didn't have to make this stopping place. He could just create beings to be with him forever. But that wouldn't prove you love God. God wants those that love him. That's why there's no one in heaven besides God himself having proved they love God. Because if he made beings that will be with him forever and had no choice but to be with him, that's respected persons. God would not do that. He give us the same choice as those that are with him. Those that are with him have come through this life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you're going to be with God forever. Any other angelic being, it's God himself. Isn't that beautiful? Now, you might not be able to wrap your mind around that. But as I say, the scripture says, keep therefore and do them. It's your wisdom. You get understanding if you begin to keep God's commandments. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, what?
But after this, the judgment.
Again, if you decide to die now out of the things of this life, you can only die out of the things of this life through judgment. And if you do, you're not judged anymore. Or you get your judgment with God. If you don't make a change, if you don't die now, and you're going to die, then your judgment is without God. You only get the judgment. You're not going to be given judgment. You get the judgment. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Then the judgment. The judgment is heaven or hell, with God or without God. If you want to be with God, you die now and learn how to please God and you change. How plain is that? If you are serving the wrong God, you can't make the change. You miss it. But if you truly have a desire to live for God, you're not going to miss it. Psalms 79 and 9.
All right.
We're going to get more into this probably after the broadcast is going off. Maybe you can catch an aeroplane and get over here. Maybe you, I don't care how you get here. Just get here. Because there's more teaching about this. Got to make a change. Isn't that beautiful? Psalm 79 and 9.
Help us, O God, our salvation, for the glory of thy name.
Wait a minute. The glory It's all for the glory of God's name when we come through this life. That's what God is looking for. God is not the God of this world. He's looking for those in this world that will love him to take us away with him. It's all for the glory of his name. What?
And deliver us and purge away our sins.
Now, to glorify God, we have to be purged. And our sins have to be taken away. If we yet have sin, we cannot glorify God. Read.
Yes. Purge Wherefore? Away our sins for thy name's sake.
What?
Wherefore should the heathen say, where is their God?
What?
Let him be known among the heathen in our sight.
Well, that's what most of the heathen say. Show us God. The secret is you can't see him unless you're purified. We can show him to you, but if you don't believe or if you're not purified, you can't see him. You cannot, you might believe, but you can't see God unless you begin to purify yourself and take away your sins. If my sins have been taken away, I can show them to you. But you can't see it. You can only believe it. And if you believe it, that don't make you saved unless you take away your sin, you'll be able to see him and be with him. Because if you can't see him, you can't be with him. If you're with him, that's what counts. You can't get with him until you purify yourself, even though you do believe. Because to believe and don't purify yourself is faith without works. Isn't that beautiful? But you got to have the works of sanctification. Read.
Let him be known among the heathen in
what?
Our sight.
What?
By the revenging of the blood of thy servants, which is shed.
What?
Let the sighting of this prisoner.
Let the sighing of the prisoner.
Of the prisoner what? Come before thee.
Let it come before. In other words, the sighing of those that are caught in sin. Lord, I want to be saved. I want to stop doing this. I want to come out. Because that's what the people are in prison when they're with the devil.
Yes.
And he said, let the sighing, in other words, let the crying out of those that are captive, of the prisoner, come before thee, what?
According to the greatness of thy power.
What?
Preserve thou those that are appointed
preserve
to die.
Preserve thou those that are appointed to die. In other words, if you are appointed to die in this life, God's going to preserve you when the devil cannot destroy you until the fullness of time. You're going to get through this. You're going to find out who God is when you're appointed to die. Only God knows who's appointed to die because he knows your beginning and your ending. Only God knows those that will love him. And I have confidence. That's why I don't worry about mother, father, sister, brother, relative, friend. In their own time, they're coming. You don't have to try to pound this in nobody's mind. They're coming. You don't have to worry about that. They're just asleep in the earth. But when they hear the voice of the Son of God in the fullness of time, they're coming.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because God preserved those that are appointed to die.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let's go.
Yes.
To, we read to the 11th verse, right?
Yes.
Galatians 4 and 1.
All right.
Maybe before this broadcast, I can just share a little bit of revelation with you.
Yes.
But this is a parable. But this is all worked together because it's to those that love God. Isn't that beautiful? Now, Galatians 4, praise God. Galatians 4 and 1.
Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant.
Now, this parable is like, if you are heir to any place royalty, for instance, or heir to any means, as long as you're a child, you differ nothing from a servant. What?
Though he be Lord of all.
Although you might be Lord, is like unto the Lord. Although he was King of Kings, as a child, he didn't differ no more than nobody else. Because he was a child. But what was happening? What?
But is under tutors and governors.
He was under tutors and governors.
Until the time appointed.
Until
of the Father.
Appointed time. Time appointed.
Of the Father.
Of the Father. Now, that's the same way in the church world. I don't care how much a child or you and I as adults went to church. When you have the knowledge of God as a child, you're still in bondage. You're no different than a servant of sin because you don't know God. Read.
Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world.
The Lord was in bondage because it's letting you know when we were children, everybody's in bondage under the elements of the world. Is that what it just said?
Yes, it did.
When you're children, because you're born in sin. You're in bondage because you don't have no mindset to really say what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, because you haven't developed, matured. And it's the same way in God. That's why he came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, because they didn't know God. They had a childlike knowledge. And when you got childlike knowledge, you're yet in bondage because you don't know what to do. You don't have no knowledge. But what?
But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman.
What?
Made under the
law. Every one of God's anointed is made of a woman, that church. God's church, you're made of a woman. And we're made under the law of righteousness, the law of life. We're made under that law. Because that's what makes it a law of life.
Thank God.
When the fullness of time comes. So it doesn't make no difference where you come from, whether you are a little child naturally or you're a child in some of these churches that's not of God. Child in knowledge. Fullness of time come, you're going to come to his son, made of a woman, made under the law. What?
To redeem them that were under the law.
God's son comes to redeem them that's under the law of sin. Not under this one, under the law of sin. You got to be redeemed. Because that's what you're in bondage into. The law of sin. And also the law of sacrifices and on and on and on. Law of circumcision and on and on. But the main one is the law of sin. You can be under the law of circumcision and yet be saved. But if you don't, if you're not under the law of life, you're not saved. You're just under the law of circumcision, which people think is salvation. No, it's not. People think they're saved because they believe God died for their sin, but if they don't have the work, they're yet in bondage. They don't have the work with the faith. I believe he died for my sins. Yeah. And they have big services about that. But if they don't have the works of faith, it's dead. They're yet in bondage. They're yet under the law of sin. He said his son, to redeem them that were under the law, what?
That we might receive the adoption of sons.
Now, you're no more a servant of sin, but the adoption of sons. Let's go to 1 John 3:1. Now we've come to God under the law of life. And this law is coming through a son made of a woman, made under the law of righteousness, the law of life.
All right, Pastor.
Now you got a chance. And what did God say? 3:1.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us.
What manner?
That we should be called the sons of God.
The manner he showed that we should be called the son. Just walked in here. You a son now. I want to keep God's commandments. All right, you got to learn about it. You're a son already. Got a new mind. That's the kind of love guy. So I just came off the street. I just put a bottle of Ripple down. That's all I remember a long time ago. Julie and all that junk. Yeah, but you're a son now. You've got a mind to live for God. That's the kind of love God is showing you. And what?
Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not.
Now, it's not going to know you because you keep God's commandments, and they didn't know Jesus because he kept the commandments. He didn't know him. Because you say you're not a Baptist, but you holy and you keep God's commandments, the world ain't going to know you. But what?
Beloved, now are we the sons of God.
Now are we the sons of God. What?
And it doth not yet appear what we shall be.
Now it don't appear what you're going to be. It ain't talking about when you leave this body in this life. It's talking about now. It don't appear what you're going to be. What?
But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Now, when he appeared to you, when you're able to really see him,
thank God,
you're going to start being like him because you got to purify yourself. So I want to be like that. I want to see God. Well, let's start separating yourself from the world. Let's start purifying your life. Let's get rid of all of these things.
for we shall see him as he is.
You're going to see him as he is, because unto the pure all things are pure.
Right. Beautiful, Pastor.
And if you're not purifying, you cannot see pure. Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Let's go to Job 14 and 14. Let's go back there.
Yes,
14 and 14. This is a thought. I want to stay with the thought. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What does it say?
If a man dies.
If a man dies. Because that's what it's all about, to purify yourself. It's talking about dying.
Yes.
Out of the things that hold you in bondage.
Yes.
If a man die, what?
Shall he live again?
Still, that's the question. Yes, he will. What?
All the days of my appointed time.
What?
Will I wait till my change comes?
So all the time we're in God, we have an appointed time here to serve God. We're going to wait. Until that change comes. It's not talking about changing from here into eternity. If you don't change your life, you're not going to get to eternity. Not with God. Change got to come in this life. Romans 12 and 1. That's where that change got to come. It's telling you got to purify yourself, because you got to be with God right now to go back with him. Isn't that beautiful? So you got to do this now. So what I believe, I can. Well, let's see the fruit. Because that's the work you're going to have. The works of belief. 12 and 1.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren,
what?
By the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Wait a minute. There it is. That's the fruit. Living sacrifice. What?
Holy.
Wait a minute. It's talking about holiness now. We're not talking about Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian. It's about holiness. A living sacrifice, not when you leave here, because if you don't leave, if you don't have the sacrifice to leave here, you ain't making no sacrifice. You're going right to your judgment, which is hell. But if you make sacrifices now and change, that's when your change come.
Right.
What?
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable
now,
service.
That's what is acceptable. It says holy. It doesn't say Presbyterian living or Seventh-day Adventist living. Or Baptist living, Methodist living, Lutheran living. It's about holy living. That's acceptable unto God. What?
And be
which
not
is your reasonable service.
Yes.
What?
And be not conformed to this world.
Now there it is again. Let's not get changed back. We made a change by coming into God's commandment. Because before we came to God's commandment, we weren't keeping his word. We weren't keeping the commandment. So we were grew up like every other child under the elements of the world, which had us in bondage. What's the elements again? Baptism, Methodism. All these are the elements of the world. Holidays and birthdays, observation of many things, everything but observing what God is calling for. But we're going to be changed. And it says, be not conformed to this world, what?
But be ye transformed by the renewing
of your
mind.
Is that a change? So our mind's got to be changed the way we think. Transform mind by the renewing, because we're being renewed now in knowledge.
That's beautiful.
That beautiful? We ain't no longer a child, but we're walking. When that which is perfect has come, that's that word. When that which is perfect has come, now I can change. That beautiful?
Beautiful.
Find out what these gods are, these graven images, on and on and on and on. But be not conformed, but be ye transformed by what?
By the renewing of your mind.
What?
That ye may prove what is that good.
We can prove this.
Yes.
We can prove God's word. What is good?
And acceptable.
And acceptable.
And perfect.
And it's perfect, because the scripture says the law of the Lord is perfect.
Yes.
Converting. That means it changes you. That beautiful. Converting the soul. That beautiful. Prove that good and perfect what?
Will of God.
Will of God. Is that beautiful?
That is beautiful.
Galatians 4 and 6. Let's go there.
All right, Pastor.
Thank God. It's knowledge, and knowledge is power, and more so when you put it in action.
Yes.
You got a lot of people walking around with knowledge. They ain't doing nothing though with it. But they can out talk you. There's a lot of I know all about that. You know about that. Listen, they talk about that Fifth Amendment. You ever heard about that Ninth one? I'm gonna tell you what that's all about. Tell you about all the amendments. You know, now that 10th one was amended. And yet they're sitting on a crate in the alley. Drinking Thunderbird. That's an old one too. Just junk. 4 and 6, what did it say? Galatians.
And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
Crying, Abba, Father, what?
Wherefore thou art no more a servant.
Now we're not serving a sin anymore. We're no more a servant. But what?
But a son.
What?
And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Now we are heirs of the kingdom because we've changed. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But many thought they were heirs, and they were heirs because his people that are called by his name are the heirs. But they were yet serving, and they're yet today serving sin. Read.
Howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods.
But you didn't know God. Mm-hmm. How is it, how be it then, when ye knew not God, mm-hmm. ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. What?
But now, after that ye have known God,
or
rather are known of God,
what?
How turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage?
To be in bondage. Mm-hmm. Because all of these things, birthdays,
right.
everything come down the pipe. The desires of your loved ones. Can't you miss service today? Can't you do this? Just these feelings they have, they keep you in bondage because you're trying to satisfy everybody but God. Yeah. What?
Ye observe days.
That's what he's talking about. So Paul and Peter, they got rid of all them days. Mm-hmm. Say, you observe days. What?
And months.
What?
And time.
What?
And year.
What?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.